Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Our word for this week is justification. Have you ever felt in life that some things are just too good to be true? Sure, we feel like that all the time, don't we? That's because things in life sometimes are too good to be true. We live in a sinful world where people will lie about things, people will do false advertisement, people will try to deceive us. Sometimes when things appear to be good, that's not always the truth. It can be easy for us to think that about justification too. Literally, to justify is to declare not guilty. The Bible talks about how God has justified the entire world. Literally, He's declared them not guilty of their sins because Jesus died for the sins of the entire world when He suffered and gave up His life on the cross. Therefore, we see how Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, "Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life." Paul tells us that just as all people were given sin through Adam, so all are justified through Christ. It applies to everyone in the world. But then, how come not all people are saved? Well, that's where the other sense of justification comes in, because God tells us it's he who believes that is saved. We also receive that gift by faith in Jesus Christ. When Jesus offers it freely for the whole world and some people reject it, it doesn't mean that the justification is too good to be true. It doesn't mean that it's not effective. It just means that some people didn't want it. Some people rejected it instead. God also asks us to receive the gift by faith, faith worked through the Holy Spirit when He uses the Word of God, so that we would receive the life that Jesus died for on the cross. And so we also see how God says in His Word in Galatians chapter 2, "A man is not justified by the works that he does, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith in Him and not by the works of the law." God has declared the whole world to be not guilty because His Son died for the sins of the whole world. But God never forces anyone to believe that. He gives the world freedom to reject if they want. God also says to receive that gift means to believe in Jesus Christ, to have faith in Him as Lord and Savior. In both ways, we see the truth of justification, the heart of our faith. Now we may ask ourselves, well, how effective is that justification? Some Christians don't seem like very good Christians. When I'm a Christian and I know I have faith in Jesus, sometimes I don't always do what I'm supposed to, and sometimes I don't always feel very good about myself. Is God's declaration of not guilty effective for my life? Well, we return again to the Bible for an answer. 1 Corinthians 6, the Apostle Paul writes that we were washed, we were sanctified, and we were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. A beautiful thought. But we must remember also those to whom Paul was writing. What did Paul say about those to whom this justification applied? He said, sometimes you've been adulterers. Sometimes you've been idolaters. Sometimes you've been deceived. Sometimes you've coveted other people's possessions. Sometimes you've been drunk. Sometimes you've stolen. But he says, even though those things are against what Christ has done, God has justified you so that you would be forgiven of those things. How effective is that? Very effective. Even fornicators and idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, those who covet, those who steal, those who lie, can have hope of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. not because they've worked for it or not because they've shown themselves to be worthy through their lives. Indeed, they have not, just as we have not. But they have hope as we have hope, because we are all justified, declared not guilty, in Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's why it's the heart of Christianity. That's why it's the most important part of your faith, is because it's where all life comes from, the justification in Jesus Christ.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.